ओम शांति। अव्यक्त मुरली 18 जनवरी 2004। 19th पॉइंट, ऑर्डर इन द राइट वे विद योर अथॉरिटी ऑफ अ मास्टर। एज सून एज यू टुक योर डिवाइन बर्थ, बाप दादा गेव द ब्लेसिंग, मे यू बी फुल ऑफ ऑल पावर्स। दिस इज द ब्लेसिंग फॉर एवरी बर्थडे। यूज द पावर यू हैव रिसीव्ड एज अ ब्लेसिंग। ईच ऑफ यू चिल्ड्रन हैज रिसीव्ड देम, बट यू बिकम नंबर वाइज इन यूजिंग देम। You can order the blessing of every power according to the time. If you become the embodiment of the blessings you have received from the bestower of blessings and order a power according to time, then each power will definitely become present. When you, the master who has attained the blessing as an embodiment of awareness, orders the power, it is not possible that they are not used at that time. However, the master should be seated on the seat of awareness of being a master almighty authority. No orders are obeyed if they are given without being seated on the seat. When children say, Baba, I remember you, you become present. The Lord becomes present. Then the Lord can become present. When the Lord can become present, why would the powers not become present? Simply order them in the right way with the authority of a master. All of these powers are the special godly properties of the confluence age. Who is the property for? The property is always for the children. So order them by right while seated on the seat of an embodiment of awareness. Why should you labor? Order them. You are the direct children of the world authority. Let the intoxication of this awareness always remain immersed. So Baba is saying, as soon as you have taken birth, you have received a blessing. What is that blessing? May you be full of all powers. Baba is talking about ordering. But there are certain criteria which he has mentioned in this paragraph. What is that? What are those things? If you want to order something, first of all, you should be seated. So here, we are not ordering ordinary things. We are ordering spiritual powers. So first and the foremost thing you have to remember is that you should be seated on the seat of Soman, on the seat of self-respect. Which is that self-respect? It is the embodiment of awareness, Smriti Swarup. This self-respect you seat and then you order. That is the first thing. Second, all powers you have received as blessings. So there is no effort, no labor. When you receive something as a blessing, then you don't have to really make efforts. It's free, it's easy. You can use them all the time, no matter how difficult that task may be. But suppose somebody gives you the power, that it becomes all the more easy for you. You don't have to make effort. It's sort of gift, it's sort of a present that you receive. So accept all the powers as a gift, as a blessing from God. Then it becomes so easy. So this is second. Third thing Baba said is, use them according to the time. You must learn to use them samay praman, use them according to time. Unless and until you learn this knack, this art of using it according to time, those powers would remain power. Just as a treasure which is unused in your intellect. You have to use them at every point. So that time this power come into play. So that is the third thing. Fourth thing Baba said is, you say to Baba that I remember you, you become present. You order Baba and Baba, the Lord becomes present. Huzur, Hazir. In the similar manner, you order all these powers. Come and our powers will come. As if they are living beings, living forms they have. What are the different powers Baba talked of? Baba always talks about 8 different powers and to be used in 8 different conditions or many conditions, in rather most of the conditions. The power to pack up, the power to withdraw. The power to tolerate, to face, to accommodate. The power to discriminate, the power to judge and power to cooperate. Usually Baba talks about these 8 powers, but there are innumerable powers. But we must learn, whenever these powers are required, usually we forget at that time and then later on we remember. Like, For example, we will take, for instance, the power of accommodation. We see somebody's fault, somebody's failing, somebody's imperfection. And we just can't contain that. We want to spread it everywhere. And while spreading it, our own power goes down. And then we probably have to repent also later on. Why I did that? Actually, that was a rumor, hearsay. It was not true. So this power is not there to contain oneself, to stop oneself, to accommodate that entire thing as if we are the master oceans. We forget who we are. So this small thing, Baba is saying, this such, you know, if you study spiritual literature, nobody has ever talked of these powers in a way Baba is talking. Those, they talk about siddhis. To become small, to become big. To walk on water, to become light, to become heavy. Ahima, Mahima, Ishatva. So many siddhis are there, 8 siddhis are there. Or all those siddhis. Baba doesn't talk of those siddhis. Baba says these are the siddhis. But many times we feel that, how can I, if I order the power to tolerate, it will come. Is it a person that it will come? Then how it is going to come? But Baba is telling, this is a deep psychological principle hidden here. When I say that, power of tolerance come. This power of tolerance will take a human form. This power of tolerance will become an embodied being, Sakar. And it will come to us as if it is there. And then automatically it will start working. The very thought, this very thought, that I have the power of tolerance. This is a positive energy. For example, they give in India the example, a woman is married to a man. She comes to her in-laws. In-laws are torturing her, harassing her like anything. Husband is not good. He is drunkard. That is revealed later on. But she, Indian woman, she brings one thought in her mind. Now I have to live with them. I accept them. I will tolerate. And the whole life she tolerates. Go to the Western culture. A woman is married. She reaches her in-laws or her husband. She finds her husband is not good. And she immediately feels, why should I tolerate? All feminism and everything comes. All principles. I'm just giving different example. So she thinks, why should I tolerate? Immediately that results in separation. So I was just telling the importance of thought. We come to Madhuban. We have come for tapasya or very good doom, very good purushat. As soon as we come here, we find lot of opposition, maybe in very subtle form, from different people for different reasons. And suddenly, we feel, why should I tolerate? We had come here for tapasya, but these people are just eating away my time. I had not come here for these reasons. And suddenly we find, why should I tolerate them? This small, here, invoke that power of avhan, invoke that power of tolerance. In the similar manner, power to pack up. We have lost ourselves into expansions. So many relationships. I have to fulfill this relationship. I have to look after him, look after this person, that person, his expectation, that expectations. Fulfilling those expectations and contacts and relations and connections. Somewhere we are lost in that. We should have the power to pack up immediately. As if this is the time and I have to go. Not a single person is going to help me. None of this world. So you have to keep your bonds loose. So that anytime we can just let go of them and run away. Get free of this body. So pack up. We should be able to withdraw ourselves in this Brahmin life without introspection, without introversion. No spiritual progress is possible. no matter how many classes you attend, no matter how many Avyakta Murlis you read, whatever you are reading, no matter how much churning you do, most important thing is to go inside, to withdraw. This withdrawal is so important. Without this withdrawal, it is difficult. Then, power to face. We have to face circumstances. Accommodate people, face circumstances. Don't face people, otherwise there would be fights. Face Maya, of course. So, this power to face is not for people. Before, if you try to face them, then there is ego. So face circumstances, situations, whatever sightseeings are coming, if they are coming in the form of war, face them. So that is the power to face. Then the power to tolerate, power to face, power to accommodate, power to discriminate. We should be able to discriminate things. Sometimes this power to discriminate blunts. We don't understand how to discriminate, and then we fail in our judgments. Then we fail in our judgment. So we have to sharpen this power of discrimination. This is a skill. Hone that skill. Sharpen that skill. And that will happen because of constant practice. All the powers will come to you only with practice. It is, this Baba is definitely giving us a drill. This is a spiritual drill. But then you have to translate this drill into practice. For that, it is not that you keep on doing drill, that powers are coming unto me. It's not like that. The drill is definitely required, that's a positive energy, positive thought. But later on you have to work and see, how should I tolerate, how should I withdraw, how should I discern, how should I increase my ability of this discrimination. A point comes in life when life teaches you to discriminate sometimes. You know, in this yajna there is a very great story of one robber, Pancham Singh. He was ex-robber. Now, I don't know whether he is alive now or not. He was very old, 90 years, few years back. Whether he is there now? He is there. Okay. So this Daku Pancham Singh, what a fierce in the valleys of Chambal. He was the people, everybody used to fear him. There was a reward of 1 crore. And he became robber because of so many injustice which was done on him. In his village, his land was snatched. And all those zamindars and everybody, they did lot of injustice on him. And circumstance faced him, forced him to become a robber. He was beaten up like anything. He was sent to jail. And when he came out of the jail, he found that these all landlords, they have become masters. And there is no place for poor in that village. So he went to those forests and joined the group of bandits. And gradually 12 and later on 550 bandits, 450 robbers. And he killed so many. That was his life. But how he surrendered later on, during the era of Indira Gandhi, when Dadi Prakash Mani went to see him in jail, how his life, entire life changed. And he surrendered, not in jail, but he earlier surrendered, and then he was in jail for some time. About 550 people, his companion, they all surrendered. And then later on, he became Rajyogi. Now he is spreading that flag of Shiva Baba everywhere. He tells his stories, how he was a robber and how he became a Brahma Kumar. How this transition has occurred. Probably there was some point in his life where he had come to this sharp point of discrimination. Where he realized what I am living, what I should. But even though he was a robber, his character was very much high, even that time. He had mentioned in one of his examples that one of his companions had gone and did misdeed with one woman in one village. What punishment he gave, you know? He asked him, that man, to climb to climb a tree or that rod, and he set him fire ablaze. He burnt his companion for this misdeed which he did with one woman. His character was even very high. All robbers for that matter. Nowadays robbers are not there. They are thieves and all these other people are there. These are old times where they loot people. And what even he used to loot? He used to loot those rich and distribute the money amongst poor. But you know, I'm telling this story about this Pancham Singh. Raj Yogi Pancham Singh now. We'll have to say that. Because he understood, some great understanding came to him in his life at some point, a deep realization. And suddenly that made him change all his ways. In the similar manner, we also are carrying so many sanskars with us. Unless and until somebody tells you, yes, this is not the way. This might be, we might think of that person as an enemy, but probably that point of time we change. When a deep realization comes to us. When somebody tells us, when we taste that nectar, suppose we are not getting up in the Amrit Vela. Okay, Tanvi and Kashish. I hope you both are getting up. There's a doubtful. No. Baba will not be happy with you if you don't get up. How can he become your best friend then? You have to get up. Once you taste the nectar, then that nectar will pull you. So, when you are in Madhuban this time, you have to make this promise with Baba. That I will get up every day. Once I reach Jalandhar, na? Jalandhar. So, this realization should come. Then only dharanas come. Then only our life changes. Then only sanskar change. Then only transformation occurs. Otherwise transformation doesn't occur. We keep on going like that. Just like that. Unless and until that deep, that point of life, that power penetrates from somewhere. Some unseen power, invisible power enters. And that is why this power of discrimination, then power of judgment comes. We are able to judge ourselves. Yes, I am wrong. I should not have behaved like this. I should not have written this. I should not have spoken this. I should not have hurt this man, this person. These feelings, this is a wrong set of feelings. I need to change this set of feelings. Because this set of feelings, this packet of disaster, this is a recipe for disaster. English, there is a good phrase, recipe for disaster. These feelings are actually recipe for disaster. If I continue to entertain this feeling, if I nurture, foster these feelings, they will one day make me miserable, sorrowful. That is why. I need to judge, I need to have a sense of discrimination, and last is the power of cooperation. The very first cooperation is to cooperate with your own self. The very first mercy is to have mercy on your own self. The very first person to give advice is your own person. Advise yourself. Counsel yourself. Treat yourself. Diagnose yourself. Self-diagnosis. Self-treatment. Later on, whatever we have to do with the world, do it. But first cooperation is cooperate yourself. Why you are allowing this soul to go down? Why this self-destructive behavior? So, for powers, four things are needed. First, accept it as a blessing. Every morning sit in front of Bab Dada and take the power. In this recent Avyakta Murli, Baba has given three different things. Take them as a blessing. First, may you be Yog Yukt. Take this as a blessing from Bab Dada. Every morning sit with him and as if he is applying a tilak, may you be Yog Yukt. Second, may you be a carefree emperor. And he is putting that crown of emperor on my forehead, on my head. May you be a careful emperor. Third, may you be an angel of light. Your face is shining, shining star, shining lamp, shining dress, shining image. Everything is shining. I am that angel. Be an angel as long as you want. That's in your hand. right now, becoming angel and staying in that stage of angelic life that is in your hand. So let me have these three stages. Am I coming down from these three stages? Instead of becoming a carefree emperor, am I filled with anxieties, fears, sorrows, suffering, stress, tension, worries, sanskar of hurrying? All those things are there. Laziness is there. No. We are emperor. Why are we forgetting that we are emperor? Why are we becoming beggar again and again? Why there is so much love for beggary? Spiritual poverty. In the God's world of riches and wealth, why this abject poverty? Why can't we fill ourselves with positivity, with positive energy, positive words, positive statements, positive versions, positive feelings, positive emotions? Why everywhere there is a need of negativity? Are we not spiritually poor in a sense? Become spiritually wealthy, spiritually prosperous. In the God's world of riches, if we are spiritually poor, such a misfortune it is. Rabbi has given so many elevated versions and still we are having so low, vile, mean thoughts about ourselves, about others, about situations. Why? Are we not filling our apron with whatever he is giving us? Opportunity is now to do that. Why are we not doing that? So, take these three blessings every day. May you be Yogyukta, may you be a carefree emperor, may you be an angel of light. And let's lead an angelic life. So three blessings. Here Baba is talking all powers. So first thing is, take the powers as blessing. Second thing is, be seated on the seat of an embodiment of awareness, Smriti Swarup. Sit and then order. Third, order. Just as you tell Father, he is your friend, you call him, come down. And he comes down. So why can't you order these powers? Would not they come? They would come. And fourth, according to time. Use all the powers according to time. Opportunity is now. Once you miss the bus, then the time is not going to come back. I'll end this session with a very short story about opportunity. There was once a professor and he used to go for lecturing around here and there. And his audience would be about 1,000 or something like that every time. And he was in school, one college. And every time he used to go, he used to find one girl who used to wish him good morning or good evening, whenever he, and he would like that girl. Yes, she's always wishing him. Sort of, you know, he used to remember her name. He would not remember her name because he did not know. He knew her by face. So once he was going for a lecture and he sees that girl with few other girls and she wishes him and he stops and he says that, what's your name? I don't know. She tells her name. In that story it is written Shruti. She says, my name is Shruti. So he is very happy to see her. He says that, I would like to give you a gift. But that girl says, why you want to give me gift? He says, because I have some respect for you, because you always respect me, you always wish me whenever, from so many years I am seeing, whenever I go, you always make it a point to stand and wish me. That's why I want to give you gift. She says, no, why you want to give me gift? My other friends are also there. They also are good. Why don't you give gift to them? He feels little awkward, because she is arguing now. Why unnecessarily she is doing this? But he feels just out of respect, I want to give you this gift to you, this book. She says, no, if you give gift to me, my friends would not like. But he was in hurry, he had to deliver a lecture. He says, okay then, and he goes away. So he enters that auditorium and lot of huge audience is in front of him. And he meets his old student and whose name he knew. His name in that story they called Sampat. So he meets his old student Sampat. And that Sampat comes and he remembers his name also. And he's so happy to meet his old teacher. And that Sampat says, that teacher says, I would like to give you a gift. He says, oh, I would be ever overjoyed if you give me this gift. I would be really very happy. I really wanted always that you should give me something. Because you are such a respectable person. But he says that, I would be very happy if you give this gift to me in front of all the audience. So he says, okay. So then he's called on the dais, the professor. He delivers a lecture. And at the end of the lecture, there's a girl who is anchor, who is doing anchoring. So he tells that anchor, please announce the name of my ex-student Sampath to come on the dais and collect that gift of that book. And that girl happens to be that same girl, Shruti. Now she has to announce this. Please come on the dais and collect the gift. Why? She was getting that gift earlier. So she announces with a heavy heart the name of that person, that boy. He comes and collects the gift, and there is a round of applause, and she feels very unhappy inside. This is a very short story. I heard it somewhere. So it is a children's story, and it is showing the importance of an opportunity. The opportunity came to her, but she missed. Opportunity is now in front of us. God has come down on the earth. He has brought this entire heaven, not that heaven which is about to come, heaven of happiness, heaven of peace, inheritance of bliss, now, and is giving us, and we are missing the heaven of positive thinking. And we are not taking. We are happy with our own negativity. Come out of that. So today, these three blessings which Baba gave in this 20th March Murli, and powers, sit on the seat of Soman, self-respect and embodiment of self-awareness, and order these powers, invoke these powers, call them, they will obey you. See them as persons. As these eight powers are there, they are eight peoples or eight deities. And you call them and they come to you. And they start obeying you. They start ordering you. You start ordering them. They are at your beck and call. So, okay. Tanvi and Kashish, you have to do this practice. And make a pledge today that from tomorrow, you will not miss saying good morning to Bab Dada at 4 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Is that the promise? Promise? This is Indra Sabha, don't forget. This is not an ordinary gathering. This is Indra Sabha. Okay? Om Shanti.